T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Correa talking about Billinger, you know, I saw that yesterday, but so they cheat. I think right now they don't have to talk. They shouldn't talk like that right now.
They will live with questions about what went on in 2017 and 2018 for the rest of their lives. And frankly, it's rare that for any offense, you have a punishment that you will live with for the rest of your lives.
Piece of metal.
Joe Ostrowski, nights on 670 The Score.
First voice you heard there, Yu Darvish over the weekend at Cubs camp, then the commissioner of Major League Baseball, like it or not, Rob Manfred. Joe Ostrowski with you, Sports Radio 670 The Score. Let's go out to the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Now joining me, Ryan Spader. Follow him on Twitter, at the Ace of Spader. Great follow if you're a baseball fan, known on Twitter for the most part as a baseball statistician. Ryan, thanks for jumping on the station tonight. I mean, we're talking minutes after your team lost to the Illini, 62-56. Things will be all right, though.
Did you really have to open up with that? Was that necessary?
Listen, Ryan, it's fine. What did you guys just win, 8 in a row? I'm seeing some people saying the Nittany Lions in basketball are a 3 seed.
I would take a 3 seed. That sounds pretty good. But you know, if a three seed's gonna lose to a 14, it would be Penn State.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, sometimes you got to think, hey, we haven't lost in a while. Let's get that out of the way. One of the misnomers in college basketball. I know a buddy who's holding like a 100-1 San Diego State ticket. He's like, God, I need them to lose before the tournament starts. I'm like, that's really not how this works. Let's get to baseball because I've been dealing with the people, just all upset with Rob Manfred. We're going on a week now. And then locally, big news out in Arizona was add John Lester to the list. He spoke out against Manfred, just completely ripping him for the piece of metal line that he threw out there last week. But I originally reached out to you, Ryan, because of this tweet. Major League Baseball is not suspending players because it will lead to more whistleblowing, the involvement of several other players and teams, and in turn, a league-wide implosion. Can you explain?
Yeah, so that is what I would call my analysis of the situation, just based on what I know. And what I know from several players, not necessarily Astros, players throughout the league and other people connected with the game, to include some of the writers who are putting out some of these big hit stories, that there are more teams involved in all of this than just the Astros, and more than just what we've seen about the Red Sox and the Yankees. And it just seems to me that Manfred has done a very, very poor job at mitigating these circumstances. And I think Major League Baseball really had a golden opportunity to just say, hey, look, we messed up here. We could have taken care of this a couple of years ago when Apple Watch was a thing and all that. And they really didn't do a good job. And they didn't do that. And Major League Baseball throughout history has always skirted any responsibility with anything. I mean, you go back to the 80s with the cocaine and the amphetamines, and they leaned on the 85 drug trials as the scapegoat there. And then the 90s with the steroids, and they leaned on McGuire and Bonds, who, in my opinion, were blackballed from baseball. They leaned on them as scapegoats. And then even as recently as last season with the juice ball, where they blame Rawlings, which they acquired the year prior. Major League Baseball just kind of seems like they don't want to take any responsibility for any of this.
How many teams do you think over the last 3 years have been cheating like the Astros?
What I had heard was 8 other teams, which was really funny because I went on a show in D.C. a couple months ago, and I had mentioned that I heard 8 other teams involved. And then just recently, I think the Astros had submitted a report saying 8 other teams had done just what they had done, perhaps they didn't get caught because they weren't, I don't know, dumb enough to use a trash can. But
how have you heard any team names?
Yeah, that's I just can't. Yeah. I'm not in the business of naming names. I can't do it.
Yeah, no, I got you. I got you.
Can't burn the bridges.
I hear you. I'd assume. I think just common sense leads us to a few team names. But it's probably, I'd assume it's a lot of teams on the edge, on the cutting edge, pretty much ahead of the curve than some of the other teams at the very bottom.
Yeah, and I think we've seen in a couple of the reports that it was like I guess the Blue Jays and the Athletics didn't really seem to care that people were stealing their signs because they were, I guess, bottom feeders at the time. And it just kind of odd to see that it's, I don't know. Again, I don't want to name names, but a lot of these teams that are front runners in their division or in their league, even, mm-hmm. and of course, the Astros are the one that are standing out right now.
So, do you think we were talking about this a little bit earlier? Do you think the Red Sox punishment, after all this backlash by whether we're talking about media or just fans in general, it just feels like the sports world. Do you think the Red Sox punishment will be stiffer?
I think the Red Sox punishment is the fact that they let Mookie Betts go.
Oh my God.
I don't think anything gets worse than that.
Don't worry. The Cubs are coming around the corner here when they trade Chris Bryant.
I'm going to be really happy. It will actually make me feel better about Penn State losing to Illinois when the Phillies trade for Chris Bryant, being a Philly guy. But, I kind of feel like Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred really want to lean on the Astros as a scapegoat. So I really don't see the Red Sox getting any kind of punishment that is worse than what you've seen from Manfred given to the Astros. And as far as Renicki was named the interim manager,
right.
So it almost leads you to believe that like Cora will be back after all this.
I'm convinced that Dusty Baker was part of the punishment for the Astros. He's going to kill every pitcher in your rotation, and then you've just got to deal with just good old Dusty for 1 year, and then he's going to be gone.
You got Justin Verlander, 20 complete games confirmed.
No doubt, man. I want to go back to leading to more whistleblowing, what you were tweeting last week. How do you think that would have played out? Would that be Astros players that were suspended just being so ticked off or getting some of their buddies around the league to say stuff? Or how do you envision that?
I just really think that as soon as you take away somebody's meal ticket, they're going to start talking. I look back to the strike in 1994. I read in, of all people, Lenny Dykstra's book, where he was just like, yeah, we got to figure this thing out. I'm losing $35,000 a week. We have to figure this thing out. And I think that would have been a similar type of circumstance where if you're taking money away from these guys, they're going to probably be more inclined to talk. Right now, fears, there's fires, whatever you want to call them. I really always mess up guys' names.
I say fires.
But yeah, fires is not the only one who knows things, but he's really the only one to point out individuals. I mean, Bauer said some things, but he's always just kind of hinted at things. He's not the only one who knows things. And all these reports have indicated that guys knew that this was happening when it was happening. So why wasn't it coming out then? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no question. Joe Ostrowski with Ryan Spader, Sports Radio 670, The Score. And for those of you that don't know, Ryan talks to a lot of current players. He has a lot of contacts in Major League Baseball. What I find fascinating about what's gone on over the last week, like we talked about Trout and Justin Turner over the weekend, John Lester speaking out. Trevor Bauer is always going to speak out. He's been doing this for years now, and he's proven pretty right, at least about that, at least about Rob Manfred. The players that you talk to in the game, I mean, we're talking about what some of the big stars are saying into microphones. So what are they saying about the Astros and Manfred behind the scenes?
Well, the one thing that I actually heard on a DC radio, which is where I'm out of right now, is it was kind of odd that I guess Rendon said, you know, just kind of let them off, whatever. And the whole the way that that was received around here was saying that maybe Rendon had something going on himself, because if he's saying, you know, let these guys off. And, you know, I personally don't believe that, but it's an interesting school of thought. And I think that a lot of guys across Major League Baseball were more involved with this. And I don't know if somebody's more inclined to speak out about it, if that makes them innocent or guilty or what. But just going off what I've heard, there are a lot more guilty parties than just the Houston Astros.
The amazing part to me, Ryan, is I think that Manfred's just caught off guard here, that he had no idea this was going to be the reaction. And the conclusion we keep coming to, I think for those of us that are big baseball fans, is this guy's not like us. Okay, first off, he's rich. There's that part of it, and he's running Major League Baseball. But Manfred doesn't seem like he's a fan of the sport at all. I know it seems like a throwaway line, but to say that winning championships, just a piece of metal, doesn't really matter. He's been trying to change rules, and we're going to start to see that this year with relief pitchers. Got to face at least three batters, and he wants to do a whole lot more. I don't know what he's going to be able to pull off here, but it just seems like this guy is not a fan of the sport, and he's just trying to figure out what his legacy is going to be.
Well, you know, to be honest, I'm sure Manfred is a fan of baseball. Having said that, is he qualified to be the commissioner? I don't really know. I don't know the guy personally. And, you know, I was against Bud Selig for the longest time, just because, you know, he got in the Hall of Fame and he enabled the whole steroid era and everything. And then I met the guy, and he was the nicest guy in the world, and it was so hard to dislike him. You know, I wanted to tell him off, but I couldn't at all. And it's funny, because Manfred was so heavily connected and all that, and, you know, alleged payoffs of individuals who had information or who had documents. And I just think it's more of the same, and it's only going to perpetuate if we continue to deny Major League Baseball any responsibility of all of this. I don't think it's an individual team thing. It's the league as a whole. And if you could have held the league accountable from the start, which they should have done, then we probably wouldn't be just looking at the Astros right now.
What should he have done? Like, I know the thing is now, well, you got to strip him from the title. Let's say they do that. I don't know that people would still be happy, though.
I think the best thing that could have been done was, I think it's a quote that's like 2 or 3 years old at this point, but, you know, release the emails.
Yes, that's not bad. Well, yeah, we can. They're not Joe Ricketts emails, are they? That would be a whole other firestorm. Ryan, I got to tell you, I thought your Phillies would do more. I was looking at some teams early in the offseason, talking with some buddies. You usually do a pretty good job of pegging some teams that would be good futures bets. And we were talking about the Phillies, and we're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're still kind of waiting.
Yeah, well, didn't we start this off by saying they're going to trade for Chris Bryant?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Do you guys have the farm system?
You know, that's the funny thing, is I think that it will probably cost the farm system to bring Bryant, especially because he lost his
his arbitration hearing.
His bereavement or whatever.
Oh, right.
So now he's under contract arbitration for 2 more years, but just the one. And I think that makes him a little bit more valuable in terms of a trade candidate. And it's going to cost the Phillies, maybe two of their top three guys, Bohm maybe. And
they need arms.
I think they're less inclined to do that. And they're leaning heavily, ironically, on maybe Arrieta as a number three or number four.
Jeez.
And he just has been worse and worse every single season.
Yeah, this is the last year of his deal, right?
For them, they have a team option after this year. But yeah, all in all, this is probably the last year.
Yeah, Wheeler was a nice addition. The White Sox were hoping to land Wheeler, but the Sox are fine. They had a pretty good offseason. But yeah, to look Arrieta as your three, that's trouble from the start.
Yeah, for sure. But, I think what the Phillies are hoping is kind of what I already had for the Cubs, kind of like that kind of breakout that he had when he had a 1.63 ERA or something.
Yep.
From Wheeler, who doesn't really have the career innings that you would expect somebody of his age to have, and then kind of get Aaron Nola back in his 2018 form.
And definitely a bounce back for Bryce Harper. We see this all the time. The big ticket free agent, they go through their struggles in the first year, and year two comes around and you see a much better version.
Yeah. How about me? You know, I end up in D.C., and my Philly signed Bryce Harper from D.C., of course, and I end up at a World Series parade. I would have assumed it would have been the Phillies parade, but no. The Nationals.
I know. And I'm sitting here and I've got to deal with Cubs fans that are saying, trade Bryant right now. He's not going to re-sign here. I'm like, hey, did you watch the Nationals? They just lost Harper and then they played Rendon's contract out. They won a title. So, I mean, just let them finish it out.
The Cubs are kind of,
They don't have the pitching.
Might be best to move Chris Bryant, move him to Philly.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it sounds like they're dead set. I know you probably didn't hear Tom Ricketts the other day. It sounded like, oh, that's a Theo decision. Oh, really? You're not consulted when you're handing out $200-plus million contracts. It sounds like they're choosing, or they already chose between Baez and Bryant. They chose Baez. They're going to give him a long-term deal, and they're going to end up trading Bryant. I don't know if it's going to happen before opening day, but it's probably going to happen this year.
I feel like if it doesn't happen by opening day, it's not going to happen.
Really?
I think they probably, yeah. Well, and maybe after the season. I don't see them moving him at mid-season, though, especially with them competing for either division or one of the top two wild cards.
Oh, you're assuming they're going to compete.
We will see.
All right, Ryan, appreciate you jumping on tonight. Thank you so much.
No, thanks for having me, brother.
Of course. Ryan Spader, the Ace of Spader on Twitter. He's a great follow with baseball. He couldn't reveal everything that he knows. He's like, look, it's not just the Astros. It's not just the Red Sox. He's hearing 8 to 10 teams in baseball. So if they suspend Astros players, if they strip the title, it's going to be a lot worse. Talking league-wide implosion. Wow. Wow. I don't think any of us should be shocked. So they're the Heat. When they got together, LeBron, Wade, and Bosch, they're wearing the black hat, and that's that. And we'll see what they do with the Red Sox coming up. It'll be fascinating. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. Speaking of Chris Bryant, if you missed it, got to bring back a few things that he had to say. And also the owner of the Cubs, Tom Ricketts. I mean, everything is pointing to, yep, Bryant's going to go. We just don't know when. You'll want to hear it if you haven't. That's next. Joe Osho, Sports Radio 670, The Score.
When it comes to the biggest sports stories, trust Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, Mully and Hall. Created in Chicago, for Chicago. Two of Chicago's top sports columnists covering Chicago's teams. Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 9. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670, The Score. Our radio.com sports station. You're listening to The Joe O Show on 670 The Score.
Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the New Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Penn State, and Minnesota. Single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. So it's funny, over the last couple of days, after Tom Ricketts' comments to the media in Arizona, I've just had flashbacks to many different shows that I've done here on The Score, certainly last summer. And definitely after the season, when Theo Epstein spoke with the media for like an hour and a half, whatever it was, and it became clear that, okay, they're breaking this team up. They're breaking up the core four of this team, and now they're in camp. It's almost late February, and nothing has happened. Not just with the core four, but just with the team in general. Nothing has happened. But I had flashbacks to many shows that we've had because we've talked about it time and time again. We're just doing a radio topic, what's going to fill the phone lines for an hour. It's reality. And the Cubs are telling you it's reality. Choosing between Baez and Bryant, it's always been a thing. Always. And it sounds like the Cubs have made their decision. All the trade rumors. Okay, they're going to break up the core four. They're going to break it up. Every rumor is about which player. Are there any Contreras rumors? Any Baez? Any Rizzo? Has anybody reported any of that? No. It's only on Bryant. That's the only one. Let's go to Tom Ricketts, because this is now back-to-back off seasons, for the most part, you know, small moves here or there, some tinkering moves, but back-to-back off seasons, nothing has been done. You're in the window, and the team has done absolutely nothing. And no, I'm not going to count Souza or Descalso on that list. That's nothing to me. Nothing. Let's listen to Ricketts talking about the flexibility with the team payroll.
Yeah, we kind of have a different circumstance, too, this year. Some of the flexibility that we would have had going into the offseason, we used last summer to bring in Kimbrel. So, but, you know, I trust our baseball guys to put those resources to work in the right way and also keep a long-term perspective. And once again, with the strategy of trying to be as consistent as possible to make the playoffs as often as possible. And I think our guys will make good decisions.
Oops. Wait a second. That was a big mistake, wasn't it? Pushing all your chips into the center of the table and last year's team. So part of this year's budget is about Kimbrel. Oh, I thought they could get Kimbrel because of the Zobrist money. Since he wasn't playing, $14 million for the most part was something they didn't have to worry about. Because he had his issues in his personal life. I thought that's where that money... Oh, now you're dealing with it this year. So it's coming off this year's budget. So now you blame Kimbrel? I'm fine with blaming Kimbrel, but you blame the one that made the decision. How have they been doing getting closers lately? So Kimbrel, at the end of his career, right? This is the end of his career. Let's go get Kimbrel after he didn't have a throwing program, but not what you would deal with in the majors. And let's just throw him into action in the middle of the year. He's going to be good old Craig Kimbrel. Really? Lost his job as a closer. Team goes out, wins a World Series without him as the closer. Let's get that guy. at the tail end, because that's how desperate we are. Why? Because we put ourselves in this position, walked into the season without a closer. We kept saying we're going to get Morrow, and it just never happened. Oh, how about Morrow, too? Guy that's been injured throughout his entire career, pitched in all seven games for the Dodgers in the World Series. It was Dave Roberts doing his Joe Maddon impression with Aroldis Chapman. What he did with Steve Cishek, too. Hopefully that's not bad news for the White Sox. Now let's go get him. And that's a couple of big misses back-to-back on the same position. So now, because of Kimbrel, well, that's part of the reason they can't get anybody for this year. Okay. All right. Listen to this exchange about the future of Bryant and Baez.
You could re-sign Bryant and Baez if you wanted to.
Once again, that's in Theo's camp. I mean, that's his decision. We'd have to take a look at what that would all mean for us financially.
This dude doesn't want to get booed again. That's what that was, right? He kind of answered the question, too. I said this with the Red Sox with Mookie Betts. I'll say this with any team and any player. It's not that they can't. They don't want to. They can sign Baez and Bryant. They don't want to go into the tax. That's it. They have the money. They don't want to spend the money. These guys are going to be up at the same time. Mega contracts. We're going to have to choose. The funny thing is, you think back to some of the narratives that were out there years ago that the Cubs didn't really buy into Baez because he wasn't their guy. Bryant is their guy. They drafted him. Big success story. People were saying, draft a pitcher. They said, no, we're going to take Chris Bryant. And they were right. And Baez came in the Jim Hendry regime. But now it seems like, okay, Baez is going to get the mega deal. That's going to change a lot. Not only do you have to hit on the Bryant trade, of course. Also, once Baez gets paid, Baez is going to catch heat. He's flashy. People love him. He gets the loudest ovation, in my opinion, when I'm at games. The biggest reaction to anything, starting lineups, making a play in the field, getting a hit, it's always Javi Baez, from what I can tell. But now the heat's on. When he has a horrible slump for 2 weeks, do you ever hear anything? Does anybody call this station and rip Baez? Nope. When Bryant doesn't come through in the clutch, runners in scoring position, they rip him. Rizzo not doing his part. I hear complaints. Schwarber, same thing. But for some reason, nobody likes to blame Baez for anything. Well, it's going to start once he gets paid, whenever that happens. Maybe it's going to happen before the year starts. Maybe not. Maybe we're talking next offseason, whenever. But that's going to change the game for Baez. How is he going to react? You need him to be the MVP contender year in and year out if you're going to pay him that type of money. I'm not saying you shouldn't. Very valuable. Excellent player. But it sounds like they made their choice. And they chose the guy that you don't hear in every trade rumor right now. You know, it was not a sports radio hot topic. This was real. This is something the Cubs have talked a lot about, that we're going to have to make a choice. Why? Why do you have to make the choice? And I just told you that I think that they can keep both. They just don't want to keep both. But is it also because of the mistakes? Ricketts is mentioning Kimbrel. Why? Because it was another mistake? Theo and Jed have had a lot of them lately, certainly in free agency. Okay, if Hayward never happened, are you saying that you keep both then? I don't know. The bottom line is they don't want to. So that's what they're going to do. They're kind of reset, I guess, by trading Bryant eventually, I think. I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know how you roll back this entire lineup, but today it feels like that's what they're going to do. In Shorewood, Dan, you're on Sports Radio 670, The Score, with Joe Ostrowski. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Can you hear me?
Hey, we got you.
All right, yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm a little more optimistic this year than most, maybe because the expectations, you know, both nationally and locally, they're not as high for the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be put them in a position where I think they're going to respond well to that, you know. I think it means a lot having a lot of urgency and redemption, and I think this might be the year that the core really puts it together, and then that might make trading Bryant kind of a – it's not going to happen because they're going to be in contention. They're going to be having a good year.
Dan, weren't we hearing the exact same stuff that you're throwing out 1 year ago?
I don't think it was as much last year. I mean, they were still coming off the playoffs. They still won 90-something games. I mean – they were not, you know, not even in the playoffs this year.
No, but they were talking about redemption, and Theo couldn't stop talking about urgency. And Joe Maddon's going to change. He's going to go back to his coaching roots. We heard all this last year.
We may have heard it, but I think this is the year that you really get the good year out of Contreras. I think Hap's going to step up. I think Nico's going to be a really solid player. And I think we saw Schwarber really, really busting out last year. And I'm just pretty optimistic. And then the other thing I was going to say is for college basketball, how about them Illini? It was a big win. 1 week ago, I was thinking IO was done.
Yeah, and that was brutal.
Big win tonight. I don't know what your college basketball allegiance is, but good.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Yeah, no, the Illini are certainly going to be in the tournament. That reminds me. Let me check where the majority prognosticators have the Illini in 8 seed right now. That was going into the Penn State game. That's when you see that, maybe if you're not keeping up on college hoops this year, you think, okay, yeah, conference win, that's nice, over Penn State. No, 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 no. They're 20-6. Penn State might get a 3. Like with Louisville, Seton Hall, Auburn, Penn State's in that conversation, talking about a 3. That is a real win for the Illini. And we're probably looking at an 8-9 seed, unless they go on a deep run in the Big Ten tournament. But yeah, we're getting to that time of year. It's going to be fun. Illini definitely going to be in the tournament. So there's that, because the last few years, it's been dicey in this state. So at least we know that there's going to be one team at least. 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767.
When was the last time an Illinois team made the tournament?
A state, an Illinois team,
Northwestern.
Are you talking about Loyola? I mean, they made the Final Four.
I was forgetting about them. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, a lot of people have forgotten about
they've
Northwestern.
They've been pretty relevant since. So, Loyola has.
Mate, call your shot right now. Illini, you're doing what this year? Sweet 16.
Ooh.
You're an Illini guy. It's hard to know without the matchups.
Yeah, I think they can do the Sweet 16. I think they can get past the first weekend.
That'd be huge.
That would be. I mean, that's when's I. So the last time they made the tournament, when was that? 2010.
God, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, and just think of it this way. I believe that you'll be able to bet in Illinois legally during the tournament. Oh, wait, but not on Illinois. Damn it. Because, yeah, there's that really dumb law that apparently is still going to be in there. You can't bet on sporting events involving Illinois collegiate teams. Yeah, let's roll it out for March Madness. This is going to be great. Oh, I can't bet on the Illinois game. So why should I leave offshore?
You can bet on other schools, right?
Yeah, why should I leave offshore? Why, you're telling me to bet in state? Why? But I can't bet on the Illinois.
Well, you can parlay them, right?
I don't even know, man. Whatever. It's so
stupid. Does anyone know?
Governor Pritzker did say on Sunday that he's looking forward to having legalized sports betting in Illinois for March Madness. The governor's going out and saying that on the record. I think it's going to be here. One more month, guys.
Awful lot of reliability on a bunch of people that tend to not get things done timely.
Yeah, I know. It's dangerous. I just put the quotes out there. I get asked every day, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? I don't know. It's gaming, and it's the state of Illinois. I have no idea what's going to happen. But here, he said this. I'm not telling you anything.
because we're probably all going to be disappointed. Some people are holding out hope for the Super Bowl, and we're way past that date. 312-644-6767. I want to bring you some Chris Bryant, what he had to say over the weekend. Some really strong stuff for him. And Javi Baez, I mean, my God, some of the comments made you think, okay, I'm going to give you $200 million. I know you're a hell of a player, but really? You show up an entire year not ready to play? I might have some pause there. Joe Osho, Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670, The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Penn State, Minnesota. Single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. We left off talking about Javi Baez, a few things that he had to say. You know, with his conversation with the media over the weekend, he did go out of his way to credit Joe Maddon, but a few things that Javi also had to say made me think, is he blaming Joe? Because that's how it came off, based on everything that the front office was saying, or everything that we were hearing about why Joe Maddon was leaving town at the end of his five-year contract. Here's Baez talking about the Cubs as a whole for 162 games not showing up ready to play.
I just feel like a lot of players were doing the same as me. They were getting loose during the game. I mean, You can't lose the game in the first inning. And sometimes when you're not ready and the other team scored by, you know, something simple, I feel like it was because of that. It was because we wasn't ready. We wasn't ready to throw the first pitch because nobody was loose.
I got to the field and instead of going outside and hit BP, I would do everything inside, which is not the same. You know, when once I go out to the field for the game, I feel like I wasn't ready. You know, I feel like I was getting loose during the first four innings, and I should be ready and excited to get out before the first pitch. And I promise you guys that this year is going to be like that.
So, when Javi Baez does that, the reaction that I heard and saw from many Cubs fans was, see, that's why Joe had to go. He didn't have his team ready to play. That's not the reaction I had. My reaction was, this guy shows up for an entire year every day, and at no point does he say, even a month in, man, I'm not ready to go at the start of games. What do I have to do to make sure I'm ready in the first inning, and I'm not spending the first three, four innings warming up? At no point does he do that. He plays out the season 162, and then it hits him in the offseason. Oh, yeah. By the way, it just dawned on me. I wasn't ready for these games till fourth, fifth inning. And this dude wants $200 million? That's the guy you're picking over Bryant. Okay. All right. Be careful.
I'm one of the guys, one of the people, whatever, that thinks you're crazy if you're paying Javi over Chris Bryant. Like, I mean, if you're letting one of them go.
I think we're splitting hairs, but I understand where you're coming from. I mean, he doesn't catch any heat when he struggles. None. He's a fan favorite.
And he struggles. His struggles are much longer. Like, he struggles for longer periods. Like, his peaks and valleys are... His valleys are way longer than Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant is pretty consistent.
Absolutely. But people point to the runners in scoring position, which is a fallacy anyways, but that's a whole nother conversation. But like I said, the reaction was, see, this is why Joe had to go. Rossi's going to change things. We heard all this last offseason. What's going to change? Be a damn pro. You're professional, man. Show up ready to play. You went an entire season of doing that? Every day you show up at the ballpark? You're not ready to go until the fourth, fifth inning because that's when you're warming up? What? That's on you. And Javi took that. He took it. What if Chris Bryant said that? What are people saying now?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
He would get buried for that.
Just crucified.
Javi says
Wilson
this.
What if Wilson Contreras says it? Says the same stuff. You know, last year he basically said this, too. Remember with Kelly Kroll? He had that interview, and he was talking about the issues that he had. Pretty much the same stuff, actually, when you think about it. That's on Javi. Here's your time, Chicago. Rip Baez. Nope. Nobody's going to do it. So maybe when Bryant's gone and he's having success elsewhere, and then the Cub fan realizes, wait, he's gone because we chose this guy. Maybe when he does go through his struggles, we'll start to hear from people. Maybe. 312-644-6767. Let's squeeze in Kyle Schwarber because so much news over the last 4 days out in Arizona. He responded to Baez's comments because it wasn't just about himself. He was throwing other people into the mix, saying, same thing with other players. We weren't ready to go in the first inning. Here's Schwarber.
I can only speak for myself on the fact of the matter. And, for me, I try to do whatever I need to do to get prepared. If that's taking initiative and taking it in your own hands, you got to do it. But I always try to be ready for stepping on the field at the 120, 75, whatever it is.
Yeah, I was ready. I'm going to speak for myself here. Yeah, I was ready. Sorry. I don't know if I was ready. I was ready. Was he? Guess not, because he told you he wasn't. So who's going to be next year? Is there going to be another player says I wasn't ready? I stopped lifting weights. That's what Contreras was saying, and that was part of the problem, the downslide in the second half of the season. Who's it going to be next year?
Texter from the 260 makes a good point. Joe treated them like adults and like professionals.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, like exactly. They're professionals. It shouldn't be it shouldn't be up to your manager to say to lift, you need to warm up. But you should know that by now.
Yep. And if your manager has a loose clubhouse, says you don't have to take BP if you don't want to, it's because he trusts you. He talked about it countless amount of times with Lawrence Holmes on his weekly hit on the Score. The players know their body better than I do. So they know what they need to get ready for the games. Javi knows. He's been doing this his entire life. He almost won an MVP. The same manager. So it was the same game. But he went 162 and didn't change a thing. Didn't look in the mirror once. He's a great player. Great player. Love watching him play on the north side. I got to tell you, that's going to make me pause before I hand him some sort of mega deal. And I think the Cubs, maybe they're going to be thinking twice. Maybe they're having these exact conversations in the office as they've made their decision to move on from Bryant. It certainly seems like, and to lock in with Javi Baez on a big deal. So there were reports, remember, Gord Whitmire had it, a couple other people had it. Yeah, they're talking to Baez about a long-term deal, but we really haven't heard anything since. That was months and months ago. 312-644-6767. A lot of people checking in on Baez, and they're not too happy after hearing that. And I don't think you should be. On the other side, let's hear from Chris Bryant. Also, before I get out of here at 10 o'clock, I want to get into All-Star Weekend. Chicago put on a great show. A lot of fun. But I have a feeling that everybody's going to forget about it when we get to the summer. When we get to the big free agent class next summer, people aren't going to remember what Common said at the United Center. Joe Ostrowski with you, 670 The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.